This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Review, and this is where every single week Doug Steffen, who is not here, so I'm Rich McFadden in here for him, sitting in the big chair today. I usually sit in that other chair over there, along with Victoria Keelan.
In the corner. No!
Oh, Victoria, I did, call me Doug Steffen. Go ahead. I'm here with Victoria Jones. I just spent all morning saying Victoria Keelan's proper apologies, Victoria. To go through your top 10 talk topics of the week as charted by Talkers Magazine for the week of September 9th to the 13th for 2019. So Talkers Magazine scans all of the talk radio stations all across the country, all the ones that you're listening to. They listen to you calling in, what you're talking about with your favorite host on all the talk radio stations, and then they make this list every week of the most popular topics, and we count them down 10 to 1. Here is your list for the week of September 9th to the 13th. At number 10, Antonio Brown, what a great guy he is, in the rape allegation and his whole drama going to New England. Vaping. Thank you for having that in the list here. The Alaska swimsuit controversy, which I'm dying to figure out what this is, and Victoria knows all about it. We'll get to that in a second. Number 9, Boris and Brexit. It sounds like a cartoon. It's not. Well, maybe it is. Number 8, 9/11, 18th anniversary. Number 7, race relations, gun control, and climate change, all tied at number 7. Number 6, the SCOTUS asylum ruling and immigration reform. At number 5, the 2020 presidential race and the Democratic debate and the North Carolina special election. Number 4, stock market activity and the economy. Number 3, U.S.-China relations and the North Korean rocket test. Number 2, Sharpiegate. That's fun to say. And the NOAA controversy. And number 1, John Bolton exits the administration and Taliban talks being canceled. All right, so let's go through the top 10 people. And they kind of usually relate with the topics, but let's see. Number 10, Brecky Ann Willis. I'm assuming that's how you say that. Number 9, Antonio Brown. Number 8, Boris Johnson. Don't get used to that name. It might not be there long. Number 7, Sonia Sotomayor. Number 6, Dan Bishop. Number 5, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. Number 4, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Number 3, Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un. Number 2, John Bolton. Number 1, the Donald. All right, so Victoria, let's work our way through this list. Unlike Doug, I always start at number 10 and work my way to number one. Yeah, okay. Right. So we're not going to go right to number one. We're going to work our way through the list because I like the anticipation. It's fun. Antonio Brown. Dude is a mess. The whole thing where he basically says, I don't want to play for you, Oakland. I'm out of here. They let him go. Gruden lets him go. He goes to the only team that can probably manage him in that New England, and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady will basically say, dude, if you ever want a ball thrown to you, you will play by our rules. So he's like, fine, great, sign me up. Gets in there. What happens the next day? Oh, rape allegation. Didn't realize that. So then New England realizes that they've got a marketing PR mess on their hands, and they basically punt and say, well, we're just going to pass this off to the NFL and let them decide whether he can play or not. So that's kind of where we're at, whether he plays this weekend's up in the air. But the guy certainly has some serious issues. And
Well, here's a question for you.
Yeah, fire away.
It's like background checks and this has been a particular issue in the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Why do they never know about nannies' rape allegations and hitting the wife before these people are nominated or get signed.
So here's how the NFL works. You ready for this? It's all about the almighty dollar. Antonio Brown is an amazing receiver. He is unbelievable. He can fill seats. He can sell jerseys. He can sell tickets. So they kind of go, okay, let's do a preliminary scan here. Yeah, we know he's kind of a trouble guy. Yeah, we know this. But it's not so bad that we can't handle it.
So it means she's not dead.
Right. Well, no. They did not know about the rape allegation before they signed it.
Oh.
That came 12 hours after, like the next morning. So that's where this whole thing gets a little spicy, is that now the NFL's got another. So with Ray Rice, they played it so poorly. Then the video came out of him beating his girlfriend in the elevator, and it was a disaster all the way around. That's what they possibly have here, and that's what they're trying to figure out. The NFL is not good at this. They have Kathy Lanier running. She's the former chief of police for Washington, D.C.
We know her well.
Yeah,
great person.
That's right. She's a buddy of yours. So she's running it. She is certainly going to put on the hat. Listen, we are here to protect women. We don't care about if you're a big superstar. If you've raped somebody, we're going to get to the bottom of it. So that's where
I don't imagine that goes down too well with some people.
Hey, let's cruise through this because we got to get to.
Well, let's do
vaping. So many things. I want to get to vaping. Vaping is. I caught my nephew. Catch him. I mean, he's a grown man, but I saw him vaping once a couple of months ago, and I was like, what are you doing there? He's like, it's harmless or whatever it is. Now we find out it's not so harmless. It's killing people. Like. And it's record speed, whereas opposed to smoking usually took you 20, 30 years. Vaping can do it in a couple of years. Do they have you seen where they have any idea of what it's doing to the lungs that it's that fast?
Well, there are different. I've seen a couple of stories about that. They're not entirely sure. Juul, which, of course, is the dominant e-cigarette company in the United States, is not saying anything. There are different ideas about what is causing the outbreak. There are about 380 cases now in about three dozen states. Many of the illnesses have been linked to vaping mixtures with THC, but some patients are just reporting using e-cigarettes. So but there are small businesses, and they're saying that regulators are pushing through new rules that are punishing vendors for crimes they didn't commit. So there's pushback. But now they're looking at banning e-cigarettes with flavors like mint, menthol, and things like that. And, strawberry, I suppose, things. Well, now, who's that geared at? Kiddie Winkies,
exactly.
Obviously. And that's where the market is, because they think, I won't smoke, I'll vape. No.
It's not bad for me.
Not bad for me, but I read BuzzFeed and I read BuzzFeed News. I also subscribe to The Cram, which is a great news website done by a 15-year-old and a team of kids around the world. And vaping is quite often their lead story. And on BuzzFeed News and on BuzzFeed, vaping is highly up there. So, for kids who are interested, they can find access to how dangerous vaping is. It is
right
out there, and kids are learning about it.
And that's the thing, is the news, everybody complains about the news media not talking about this and highlighting that when they shouldn't and everything when it comes to politics. This is where they really should step up and give people important information, just like we are here. This is something, if you are using e-cigarettes, you really, really need to look into this. And you can't just pass it up. Because, this is like, hey, I'm fine one day. Oh, I'm dead the next.
I'm dead.
Right.
Dead.
Dead.
Yeah. And my friend I have a friend who's 70, was recently diagnosed with her second cancer, and they said, so what you've got to do is you've got to do dope because of the pain and all the other things.
Yeah.
So she takes it in various forms, including vaping.
Oh, great.
Medical marijuana.
Out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Yes, and now she's looking at, obviously, other methods. This is the healthiest woman I know. In fact, when my nephew, who's like 34, met her, he thought she was quite fanciable. This is a good-looking woman. And she's like, well, I don't know what to do instead of vaping now.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's move on because we've got a lot of stuff to get through here. And I know you're dying to tell us about the Alaska swimsuit. We're still at number 10. We haven't even reached number 9 yet.
Well, so this is the good stuff.
Tell me about the swimsuit controversy. I haven't seen this.
Okay, Brecken Willis. She's a member of the swim team at Diamond High School in Anchorage. She won at a swim meet, and mm-hmm. she was disqualified because of the way her swimsuit fits her body. Now, what happened was a race official said her swimsuit had shifted into a position that showed too much of her bottom. It had either slid up or she had adjusted it so that it showed too much of her bottom, which apparently girls are doing. Then they reversed it, and so she won again. Now, the Alaska School Activities Association is saying, you know, okay. The Anchorage School District says it is heavy-handed and unnecessary. An art swimmer was targeted based solely on how a standard school-issued uniform, it's a uniform, happened to fit the shape of her body. Now, her mother is furious. Says it's sexual harassment, it shouldn't have any place on the pool deck. It's a swimsuit modesty rule.
Wow.
It's nationwide. Apparently, there is a growing trend of high school athletes from both genders rolling up their swimsuits in such a way as to expose the athlete's buttocks. But Becky's mum says, and there's a picture in the CNN story, that the swimsuit pictures that are used in the guidance show a body from the 50s. And bodies now are far more muscular.
That's funny. Yeah, that's true.
And they don't fit.
Well, we've got everybody going to CNN now because they want to see the diagram and the actual picture of what her swimsuit is doing. So there we are. We're at number 10. We just got through number 10. 987-654-321 coming up. Stick around for the talk radio review here on the DJV. It's 18 past the hour.
Try the new CBD infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger.
CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Rich McFadden, and for Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Jones. Going down your list of top 10 talk topics of the week. I love saying that. It's so much fun. We've only made it through number 10, so we're up at number 9 now. And number 9 is the Prime Minister of Britain, Boris. What's his last name? Boris Yeltsin?
Johnson.
Johnson. And Brexit. And what's going on with Brexit? How long has Brexit been going on? How many years?
2016.
Okay, so
2016. But of course, it's heated up. Well, a couple of interesting developments for this weekend. The common speaker, Burkow, who of course has said he's not running, you know, for being an MP again when there's the next general election, which is a huge story this week, gave a speech. And he said the only possible Brexit was one backed by MPs. And he said something fascinating, which was that if Johnson tried to be dead in a ditch and stop a Brexit delay, that the Commons would come up with very creative ways of working around it with rules. And that was fascinating because, like, oh, really? They would just work around him. But I have to say that all the Brexit news has been overshadowed because Adele has filed for divorce.
So it's pretty much like just like it is here over there, is that some lame, stupid pop culture story will just push aside any important news of the day.
No, I mean, Brexit is still huge. And when John Burkow says something like that the Commons is going to become extremely creative,
right.
Parliament will become extremely creative, that gets fascinating. And Brexit is still huge. But when Adele says she's good, I mean, Adele is like a national treasure, you know.
She's Elvis. She's Elvis.
She's Elvis. Right. Yeah, she's Elvis. And she's filing for divorce. Everybody thought they were happy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she's an amazing talent. Yeah, she deserves to be happy, but apparently. Yeah. Anybody know what's going on? What's wrong?
No, apparently they're not happy.
You know,
very sad.
Here's what I found. I don't know this through personal experience, but here's what I found. When you are mega, mega, mega rich or mega, mega, mega talented, there is nobody that's equal to you. And you cannot find somebody to sit around on the couch and have something in common with. You just don't. They become your servant or your little assistant or something like that, and the person can't handle that, and you get bored with them because they aren't as brilliant as you are. It's just, I mean, look at how many...
Very hard.
It's very hard.
Unless you're someone like Paul Newman.
Right. But he was kind of like just like your everyday guy, you know?
He was just an extraordinary human being.
Yeah.
And they're rare.
Right. All right, so we're at number 8 now, which really I'm going to move to number 1, but we'll go ahead and talk about it here, 9/11 and the 18th anniversary of 9/11. We got a minute. So in our list of 10 through 1, it is number 8, but just because I'm going to say it's number 1 because it should be. So when we get to number 1 will be number 2, and we will make this number 1. You follow that?
I follow.
How did you remember on Wednesday?
I remembered on Wednesday on the radio because I was doing hits and talk show hosts were saying, where were you on 9/11?
Exactly.
What happened? You know, what happened?
Can I
had a radio talk show.
Can I tell you? I was right here sitting in this chair on the air when it happened. I don't want to sit there every single year and remember it. I want to remember, never forget, but I don't want to sit there every year and relive it. And that was my thing. And then I went to see Peter Frampton. And I kind of felt bad for going out and doing something fun on 9/11, but then he talked about it, and it was a really cool story, so it was all good. So anyway, our number one story of the week, remembering 9/11. It's 28 past.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, the body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 Democratic White House hopefuls on a stage last night in Houston, debating the issues including health care. Here are former Vice President Joe Biden, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg in that order.
I think the Obamacare worked. Add a public option, guarantee that everyone will be able to have affordable insurance.
I, who wrote the bill, if I may say so, intend to eliminate all out-of-pocket expenses.
I think we do have to go far beyond tinkering with the ACA. I propose Medicare for all who want it.
All of the candidates were calling for action to curb gun violence. Senator Kamala Harris saying President Trump's not pulling the trigger, but, quote, he's sure tweeting out the ammunition. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
you guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Before past the hour on the talk countdown review. Wait a minute. The talk radio review. That's what he usually calls this, isn't it, Victor or Kara? The talk radio review.
He calls it whatever he wants to. He makes up lots of different names.
So Doug Steffen is not here. Rich McFadden and Victoria Jones here with you as usual. We just kind of switched chairs because Doug missing. Counting down the list. So let's go through the list again real quick here just so that you're all caught up to speed here. At number 10, Antonio Brown rape allegation, vaping, and the Alaska swimsuit controversy. Boris and Brexit at number 9, number 8, 9/11 anniversary, which we will move to number 1 just because. Number 7, race relations, gun control, and climate change, also known as the weather. Number 6, SCOTUS, asylum ruling, and immigration reform. Number 5, 2020 presidential race, Democratic debate, and the North Carolina special election. Number 4, stock market activity and the economy. Number 3, U.S.-China relations and North Korean rocket test. It's funny how they put the Asian stuff right there. Number 2, Sharpie Gate and the NOAA controversy. Number 1, John Bolton leaving and the Taliban talks being canceled. Here are your top 10 people of the week, and this is the week of September 9th to the 13th. At number 10, Brecky Ann Willis. She is the swimsuit offender. or something like that. Number nine, Antonio Brown. He's just the offender. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of Britain. Number eight. Number seven, Sonia Sotomayor. Number six, Dan Bishop. Number five, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris. Number four, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders. Number three, Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un. That's fun to say. Number two, John Bolton. And number one, the Donald. So here we are at number seven, Victoria, where we have race relations, gun control, and climate change all tied together. Yes. Dealer's choice. Take your pick. Which one of these do you like or want to talk
about? Let's do some gun control because Democrats tried to bring this up, or did bring this up, actually, in Congress when Congress finally returned from its very long vacation, that none of us get, by the way.
They get a lot of things we don't get, like healthcare.
But we could go off on a riff on that, but we're not going to. So, it turned into a bit of a debacle. And Mitch McConnell is not going to bring it to the floor of the Senate or have a debate about it unless President Trump is on board. Now, that may sound normal, but if you look back at what previous Senate majority leaders have done and at the way the Senate's worked in the past, the Senate has done what the Senate's wanted to do, regardless of whether they've had a president of the same party. Because they are actually an independent branch of government, and then they send things to the president. They don't do things
right
because they have to be the same as the president. So it's very interesting that he's doing it this way, but that's how he's doing it. So obviously nothing's actually really likely to get done.
Let me throw this out at you then. So we have the Walmart story this week where they're going to stop selling guns and ammo and all kinds of stuff, and guns aren't welcome in Walmart. You can't conceal carry in a Walmart, this whole thing. Is capitalism, is buying with your buck, it will just the citizenry of the United States figure this out on its own, or do we need the government to tell us how to be safe with our guns?
I suspect it may end up being a combination. I mean, it was interesting that over 100, I think it was, maybe between 100 and 150 CEOs wrote a letter this week about this issue, demanding changes. And so I do think you're seeing business take an initiative on it. So I think some of the change is going to come from the corporate world. And very often the change in our country does come from the bottom line. So and that could in turn have a roll-on effect to Congress and maybe even to the executive branch, where they see, oh, we're losing some of our power to the corporate world. Maybe we need to get in line with them.
Well, I would rather corporate – let me rephrase that. I would rather capitalism control the situation than our government, because I don't want our government to control me, but I do want our money and our spending habits to decide for us, kind of voting power, what's the best option. I don't like using it as a war tactic to attack other businesses if they don't agree with you for some political reason, but I do think that capitalism is the way that really – like with the prescription drug companies, I don't need the government. I just need, we will decide with our bucks whether we support your company or not. And most people are starting to get tired of some of these, the OxyContin thing. We saw that this week. Going to control it with the bucks, so let's do it there. All right, so let's move on to number six, the SCOTUS asylum ruling and immigration reform. So what did we learn this week from the Supreme Court on their ruling? It was a 7-2 vote. Am I correct there?
I think it was 7-2.
I mean, that's pretty unheard of nowadays, right?
No, you do. You get them in more rulings than you'd expect. They're quite often on the same page, but it's the big controversial ones we hear about. They rule on a lot of things that they're in agreement about, but we hear on the big ones. So So it's not surprising, but it's perhaps surprising on something like this. So I'm not a reporter. I'm an analyst. But I think what was interesting about it is how it's going to play out. Is that we're going to see people being denied temporarily, right, at least at the border, and that's going to be very interesting. Who are seeking asylum?
So basically, the Supreme Court decided with Trump that they can bar asylum seekers while they go through this legal battle. Does Trump win here? Is this a win for him?
It is temporarily. If we want to look at things in terms of wins and losses, if we also look at this not only in terms of the Mexican border, we have to look at this in terms of people trying to seek asylum from other parts of the world. There are people seeking asylum who are religious and persecuted minorities, genuinely persecuted minorities whose families are being killed solely for their religion in other parts of the world, who are seeking asylum. And this is going to impact them. This is not only going to impact the southern border. So I would be very interested to know how this is going to impact other people who are seeking asylum, who have a grave fear of their lives, whose families have, for example, already been executed.
Yeah, I won't get into are most of these asylum seekers still hanging out at the border in Mexico?
There are a number who are. There's also Guatemala and Honduras. There are people down there.
But they're seeking asylum because of the gang violence in their area, right?
There are people seeking asylum for a number of different reasons. One of the things that people, I think, have not taken so seriously because it's women and girls is former Attorney General Jeff Sessions made a ruling on this. You know, women and girls who have been repeatedly raped and abused by gangs, and ruling that, well, no, you can't seek asylum for that. That's not a thing. And that's just really fascinating. So you have to go back to your country and have that happen again. But that is an endemic part of that country right now. It's specific to
them. You would have to
take
pretty much every girl and woman out of that country to save them.
Right, but they're not all seeking asylum.
Right.
It's just these ones. So we're saying you cannot seek asylum for that reason. So we're literally saying you cannot. Now, is that impacting women and girls from other parts of the world? Because there are women trying to seek asylum from countries in the Middle East who have similar stories with forced rape in marriage, who, if they do go back, face being burned alive.
Yeah, the world is a scary place. And how do you protect everybody? That's the problem here. Is you would like to, but how do you do it? So, all right, we got to keep moving here. So, the 2020 presidential race at number five, the Democratic debate. Right, where are we at this week? I mean, has anybody really made any moves? Is Biden still locked in at number one? And he's got Bernie and Elizabeth Warren right behind him on his heels, and Kamala still at the bottom of the list. Or did anybody make some moves this week?
You know, I thought it was very interesting how unscathed Elizabeth Warren was in the debate. You know, she made her points. She continued to make her points. Nobody attacked her. And she came out unscathed. A lot of people piled on Biden. And actually, if you think about it, his, they should listen to the record player remark.
Right,
you could see it. It was very forward looking.
Yeah.
Getting a record player, I'm looking at a turntable right now.
My daughter has one. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we just went shopping for records over the past weekend. So get off of Biden for that. But what about, who was it that attacked him for not remembering what he said 1 minute ago? And basically,
Castro.
Yeah, Julian Castro basically said, hey, old man, are you forgetting what you just said a minute ago? It's basically what he said.
It was unbelievable. And then after the debate, denied that it was about age. Now, I've read the entire transcript is in the New York Times of this exchange from the very beginning to the very end. And when you read it, Biden didn't forget.
Right.
He didn't forget. So, no,
but
he didn't forget.
Here's the deal. That's the only thing they have on Biden, so they're going to use it, is his age and his gaffes, and they're going to go after him for it because they know that's the only thing that they can go after. So,
yeah.
All right, let's move on here to, let's go to number three with the U.S.-China relations in Korean. Let's just do 30 seconds on that. I mean, Trump is negotiating with China. It's a negotiation. It's a negotiation. It's not a forever thing. Is he getting anywhere this week?
I don't know. I mean, he's delaying some tariffs. So, but you know, we hear delayed tariffs, then renewed tariffs, delayed tariffs, renewed tariffs. I don't know whether we're getting anywhere. I do know that there is immense uncertainty, both in retail, you know, mom and pop stores, and in big business about where to invest, what to do. How do I order 4 months down the road?
Just stop freaking out. I mean, this is a short play, and yes, it's tough to handle right now. We realize that, farmers and retailers, we realize that. But this is a short play. It's not a long play. Hey, coming up, we're going to get to the number two and number one stories here on the Talk Radio Review. It's now 47 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call your member of Congress today and tell them to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
48 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. We got number two here and number one. Number two is Sharpiegate. I want to know why Sharpiegate happened like 10 days ago. Why is Sharpiegate still a thing, Victoria?
Two reasons. One, because, well, who uses a Sharpie in the Oval Office? And number two, because then Wilbur Ross got implicated in it. So that's why that developed, because more and more kept coming out about it. The story kept growing.
So for those who don't remember, when President Trump drew with a Sharpie that Alabama was in the path of the hurricane, everybody went and freaked out about it, and it's crazy. All right, so let's get to the important story, one of them of the week. John Bolton exits. Why, and who's going to take his place?
He exited because he disagreed with the president, ultimately, on the Taliban talks, which are going to be a disaster for women, by the way, and nobody's talking about that. Who's going to replace him? Donald Trump.
Really? You don't think Pompeo will kind of do the duel?
Well, nominally, but, you know.
Interesting. That's interesting. All right, so there's your top 10 stories of the week. The number one story of the week, 9/11 anniversary. Never forget. This is your Talk Radio Review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, everyone. everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The hour on the DJV show, Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen today, along with Chuck Curry for our entertainment segment. And you people are about, all of us out here are about to get a treat, because Chuck is going to talk about one of Doug's favorite shows, and Doug's not here to just kind of ramble on about it for 6 minutes. But I want you to pay special attention to how Chuck enunciates this, because this is Pennsylvania at its finest. And New York,
really?
The Bronx at its finest. All right, Chuck, what show are we listening to the theme song of here?
Law and Order.
That's exactly right, Law and Order.
And this day in TV history, September 13, 1980, Law and Order premiered on the Peacock Network, NBC, still going strong, bunch of spin-off shows, one of the really profitable, popular franchises.
How rich is Dick Wolf? How rich is Dick Wolf? The producer.
He's got some bucks.
I mean, how many of these shows have been created?
He's also in charge of the Chicago shows on NBC, Chicago Fire,
really?
Chicago PD, and Chicago Med. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a fan of Chicago Fire. I find that show very enjoyable. It's a good watch.
But think about it. Think about over the last, 20 years? What did you say? When did this premiere? Law and Order?
1980.
Okay, so for 30 years almost. Think about how they've taken this idea. Okay, we've got one dramatic hit. Let's spin it off three times. And amazingly, they're all as successful. I mean, for the most part. You know, you always have ones that's the juggernaut. You know, like the CSI thing, or what else was there?
Well, spin-off shows have been the thing for a very long time. If you even go back into the late 1970s, when you had Dallas, they spun off a show called Moss Landing, which
right.
was an excellent show.
Oh, and there was Laverne and Shirley and Mork and Mindy. I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
So, but
so all good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it is. All right. So, oh,
by the way, it's, you know what today is? Today is Friday the 13th,
and there's a full moon out. So
really, I'll tell you a story. Camp Crystal Lake, which was used to film the original Friday the 13th in 1980, is in Blairstown, New Jersey, which is about 20 minutes away. And I think today they do a big Friday the 13th celebration, screening one of the entries in that franchise. A lot of people come out, and there's tables and vendors and stuff like that. So Friday the 13th, the movie, Rich, does live on.
Well, I was going to ask you, later. Why wouldn't you run this in your small-town theater that you run?
It's hard. It's a tougher sell in East Strasburg to get
really to fill
a sizable audience. Yeah, I mean, I'm doing on the 27th of October. If anybody's in the area, I'm going to do a screening of John Carpenter's Halloween Sunday night at 7 o'clock. That should get a pretty good crowd. But I'll give you an example. Look, a few weeks ago, I did a screening of The Last Starfighter from 1984, and I brought the actress who co-stars in this film, Catherine Mary Stewart, who lives in New York City. I had to come out here 4 years in a row, and we struggled to get a crowd, despite the fact that she's an awesome person. It's a really super cool event. We had about 100 people, but it takes like 2 months to do that, to sell 100 seats in East Strasburg versus if it was, say, in Philadelphia or Lower Manhattan, probably sell it out in 48 hours. So it's tougher.
How many actors make a living? I graduated high school with a guy named Sean Whalen. And if you Google him, you will know him immediately. He's been in 100 movies, you know, from Batman to Twister to whatever. But he travels the country and does these horror flick shows because he was in People Under the Stairs and several other. And that genre, like he just goes to these conventions all the time. And it's amazing how much of a fan base some of these genres. It's like Comic-Con. Type thing.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, I'll tell you a quick story. I think there's an actress named Adrian King, who was the star of the first Friday the 13th movie. Bailey, I think that was a one and done. That was really the only thing of prominence that she did. So she can go to these convention shows now, sit at a booth, and get 40, 50 bucks an autograph, and probably pocket maybe $10,000 on a weekend at least.
Good
Lord. So, yes, some of these people who are not that prominent can make a really good living. Now, the ones who are prominent, like Norman Reedus of The Walking Dead, or Robert Englund, who played Freddy Krueger
in
Nightmare on Elm Street, these people literally can make $100,000 plus in 3 days at some of these conventions. That's how popular. A guy named Bruce Campbell of Evil Dead, he can make big money at these conventions, who are names people know, but it is a very lucrative business. And from what I hear, and I talk to people about it, they're still going very, very strong, even though so many have popped up in the last couple years.
I'm going to connect you with Sean Whalen because he's got so many movies that are good stuff. You should have him come down and talk in your theater for one of his movies. It's good. Twister, probably. So, all right, there it is. It's 58 past the hour on the DJV show. Thank you, Chucker.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.